I remember Cora and I first moved to Tulsa. We lived in Coweta. You ever been down to your last dollar and didn't have it? We were down to our last dollar, which we didn't have. And you thinking, now what we gonna do about food? And of course, a man gone on be with the Lord now. And we go, and I wasn't thinking about the mailbox either. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was thinking about we didn't have that last dollar we were looking for. We opened up that envelope. Boy, that was $40. You know, $40 seemed like almost like $100,000 at that time. When you broke, it is. We could tell you story after story after story after story how God supernaturally provided for us. That's when I learned to start trusting God. And everything we got, we got it through trusting God. They told us, they said, you can't have this. We still got it. They say, you can't do this. We still got it. And I said, I'm going to close with this one. And, you know, I almost lied. But I got to let you have a good landing. Amen. A good... And we got back to Mississippi. Like I said, we could tell you story after story. But we were having a time, you know, your bank account. Every time you go write a check, like Teresa said to his mama one time, he wanted her to buy him something. She said, boy, we ain't got no money. He said, write a check. And so we finally discovered, now watch this now. We just about, you know, when you write checks so close, some of them will come floating back. And there wasn't no basketball. And we said, why don't we agree? Now watch this now. Why don't we just agree that our bank account will stay at the minimum of $500. You know, it passed that $500 and we didn't even recognize it had happened. I'm telling you, God is so faithful. Even when we used to go out of town, I'm going to close all of them up, that'll help. And when we used to go out of town, you know, you got to watch your money, count your money, watch your money, because you want to have enough gas to get back home. You don't want to. I'm just telling you how faithful God is. When we didn't even realize when we went past that. We just get in the car and go. Come back home when we want to. Go as far as we need to go and come back. And you know, we don't be trying to check, well, let's see how much in the account. And I learned the good news, I learned the truth about and credit cards. I never get stuck with another one. I said, I never get stuck with another one. You know how I master? I use them still. You know how I master? When it come in, I send them their money. And then now they won't, you know, they'll put that little $27 minimum payment. I don't even pay it no attention. I know what they're up to. Well, let me skip it this time. Because I have wasted enough money on them, probably about maybe two cars. At least one. I found out my prosperity is in the Word. I found that my life is in the Word. That's how I live, by the Word of God. I found out everything I need is in the Word. I stop allowing the system to control me. Hallelujah. And what this is for all of God's children, life is in the Word. God's words are spirit and they're life. Well, Father, how we thank you. We love you. We praise you and bless you for your goodness, for your wonderful works to the children of men. Nobody like you. No one can compare unto you. So we thank you. Thank you that healing and all these things pertain to life belongs to us. I release that over your people today. I thank you, Lord. Peace of mind belongs to them. I release that over them right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release healing for body parts. I'd say to pain, you got to go right now. You leave this people. They are blood bought, blood washed, and redeemed. I release the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ to set captive free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, if you believe that you got pain in your body, just receive right now. Be healed. I'm saying to you, be healed. It's yours. Receive it now. Take it now. If you got a financial need, receive your need met. That means what you need, God has already provided, and His Spirit leads you right into it. Thank you, Father. Stand with me, everyone.